What I learned is that life is a process. You got to learn to enjoy the flight, not just being there or not just getting to some place or destination. Life is not a destination. Life is a process that needs to be enjoyed on an ongoing basis. And you know what the problem is? Most of us in life have values we didn't design that are taking us in a direction that we have no clue about. I mean, we got security up there. We have no idea the fact that that's shutting us down. Or we got adventure and we don't have it tempered with intelligence, let's say. And so we're out there like a maniac doing crazy things. Or we've got something like success, but on the other side, we've got fear of rejection and failure. So sure enough, we start to succeed and then we sabotage because we want to feel the pain of failure. And we run into these things where we sabotage and feel lousy. People have this stuff happening all the time. That's problem number one. But even worse, on top of all that, we got all these beliefs about what we have to do to succeed that are absurd. We make it so difficult. Hey, listen, remember, every state that you want to feel, all those values that you want to get, you can have them right now. I mean, think about it. If you wanted to feel successful, you could do it right now. Try it. Sit right now the way you'd be sitting if you felt successful. Oh, come on, do it. Don't just sit there and listen to me. Sit up. Come on, sit the way you'd be sitting if you felt absolutely, totally happy and successful. Breathe right now the way you'd be breathing if you felt totally happy and successful. Put the kind of look on your face, maybe the smile like you'd have if you felt totally happy and successful. Put a little strut in your shoulders like you would if you felt totally happy and successful. Think about what you'd say to yourself if you really felt totally happy and successful. What would you picture? What would you see? And you know what? If you work at this, can you feel successful right now? You better believe you can. Remember, all the emotions that you could ever have are nothing but physiological storms in your brain. Put your body in the right place, focus on things the right way, you feel them now. You don't have to do anything to feel those things. But here's the problem. In life, most people have set it up so it's almost impossible to win the game of life. They've set up the rules of this game so it's so tough to win that they wonder why they're disappointed or frustrated or angry all the time. It's because they've got lousy beliefs and they got values somebody else created. Where'd your beliefs come from? You didn't create them. You learned them from your environment and the people around you. See, what my whole life is about now, my primary focus in our Destiny Technologies, is getting people to design values and beliefs that automatically make it easy to feel alive and win every single day, no matter what happens. Because we can't always control our environment. Hey, you can't always control the wind, but you can control your sails. And so what I've learned to do is set up values and beliefs that empower me. And every day I'm making more distinctions with myself as well as the people that I share with in seminars. So I want you to take a really good look. What are your core beliefs? Now, I'll tell you, there are two types of beliefs, and then we'll wrap this up and get you doing an assignment. Belief number one are what I call global beliefs. Global beliefs are giant generalizations you've made about life or people or things. In fact, global beliefs are usually languaged in the form of life is, or I'll give you the words, or is, am, are. That's the way I look at global beliefs. So life is, people are, I am. Does that give you an idea of the kind of beliefs I'm talking about? So what are some of the beliefs you have about who you are? And do they govern how much of your ability or skill you really use? How much of your personal power you tap into? What if you've got a belief that says, well, I'm not very intelligent anyway, or I'm not very skilled, or I don't have enough education, or I don't have enough ability? Do those beliefs affect the quality of your life and the success that you have or don't have? Do they affect what you're willing to try or not try in your life? You better believe they do. Hey, I told you where I was years ago. I wasn't exactly a picture of success. Virtually every area of my life I was unhappy with. And the primary reason was I had a bunch of values that were pulling me in opposite directions, and I aligned those. Now, you can do that a little bit on your own here as it is, but I'll tell you what I did that was equally important that you can absolutely do today. And that is, I changed some of my core beliefs. I had global beliefs like, well, I'm not really that smart enough, or I'm too young. Now think about that. I don't have the education. And by having those kinds of beliefs, it kept me from giving 1,000%. I thought, how can I share this with other people? How can I go teach these psychiatrists when I don't have a PhD? I mean, they're not going to listen to me. Besides that, I'm too young. Besides that, I don't have enough money. I had all these beliefs, one after another, that kept me from doing things. I'm not quite smart enough anyway. With those kinds of beliefs, I literally shut down my ability. Hey, remember, whether you believe something is true or you believe it's not, you're right. Your beliefs are literally the floodgate that opens up your power and possibility. Limiting beliefs shut you down and immediately chain you to limitation. If you want the key, all you have to do is adopt a new belief, and you can do it literally in a moment or two. Because you know what? You have conflicting beliefs in you already. You've been taught things like, look before you leap. But you also believe, he who hesitates is lost. Isn't that interesting? So which one do you pick? See, most people think of beliefs as being like permanent things. They are not permanent. And in tomorrow's session, we're going to show you exactly how to change virtually any limiting belief. For now, though, you want to identify what they are and see what the challenge is. Do you have some beliefs about, let's say, other people? People are honest. People are dishonest. People take advantage. People are givers. Does it make a difference which of those beliefs you subscribe to? Will it make a difference how you relate to people, how you treat others, and how they treat you because of the way you perceive them before they even open their mouth? I'll give you an example. What if you had a global belief that said this, Martians steal? And let's say you walk in a room, and as you walk in, you notice, hey, notice there's some Martians in here. And so sure enough, you forget about it for a while because you're caught up in what you're doing. And then later on, you leave. And after you've left, you notice, oh my gosh, I forgot my purse or I forgot my wallet. You run back to the room, and guess what? Sure enough, that wallet or purse is missing. What is the first question? Since we've already talked about questions, what's the first question that fires off in your mind? Tell me. Which Martian took it? It's not where did I leave my purse or wallet, it's which Martian took it? See, our beliefs determine which questions we even are willing to ask. Interesting, huh? See, in the last tape, we talked, if you recall, on the questions that we ask determine what we focus on and what we feel. I'm here to tell you also that the beliefs you have determine which questions you're willing to even ask yourself and which habitual questions you have. See, if you think that you're inferior, you're going to probably ask questions like, why do I always do this? How come I'm not enough? And if you keep going, how come I'm not enough? Your brain will go in there and search for reasons to show you why you're not enough, and you'll feel really wonderful. See, we've got to change our core beliefs. We've got to get beliefs that support us. So global beliefs are life is, people are, I am. Second kind of beliefs we've already talked about. I call them rules. Rules are if then. You have rules for, well, if you love me, then you would do this. If you appreciated me, then you would do that. If you respected me, then you would do that. And you know what? People have different rules, don't they? Any upset you've ever had with another person comes down to a rules upset. You have rules about how they should behave or act or treat or speak or do something, and they're not living by the rules you have. How can you expect somebody to live by your rules when you haven't communicated what they are? And besides that, are your rules really right? You say, of course they are. Where'd they come from? Well, my learning and my growing up. Well, maybe it's time to reevaluate your rules and see if they make sense. Maybe you should make it easier to win the game of life and create rules for success, for example, a little bit easier. Things that you could experience daily. That way you'd feel successful every day instead of once every blue moon when you make $8 billion and are the king of the earth. See, take another look. That's what I'm asking you to do on this tape today. And I know I've dumped a lot on you. I've dumped here in one little tape what we should do over a period of 3 days to a week. But you don't have to understand it all. Remember, what we said in this program is that each day we're just going to do a little bit more, make a few more distinctions. Just remember, distinctions are power. Just one more understanding, one more way of looking at something, one more distinction can change your whole life. I want you to know as you're going through this program that if you think you have to understand all of this stuff, you're going to feel overwhelmed because I'm putting more into this 30-day program than a person should be able to go through. I hope you'll go through this program again and again. I hope this won't be your only time to go through. I hope it'll become like a mental diet for you. Well, when you need to knock yourself back into shape, or even if you don't, if you want to be in condition, hey, for me, I finally decided in order to achieve my life's goals, I had to put health at a higher level of value. And one of my rules is I exercise every single day. Now, that was impossible. I mean, before, I would be lucky to get myself to do it once or twice a week. But I do that every day. And now my body and my energy levels at a whole new level of conditioning because I do it daily. And it doesn't take long. In fact, I'm addicted to now. I love it. I was like the furthest person from that. You remember me, 38 pounds overweight, no desire to exercise in a million years. But I found the right exercise for myself and I made it happen. I also every day condition myself mentally and emotionally. I do what I call success conditioning. And this tape program offers you that same possibility. So make sure you set yourself up to succeed because some people evaluate, God, is this program working for me? By, has my whole life changed already? We're at day 8, has it changed? That may not be the best question to ask, and that may not be the best evaluation. Maybe if you've made any new understandings that you're able to use at all, or if each day you just make one more distinction, then you've learned one more thing, and you get a chance to use one more thing, then I'd say you've succeeded. See, for me, success, my beliefs about success are, if I learn something from the situation, I've succeeded. See, I used to be afraid of failure. because, God, that was ultimately painful. I now see it as impossible for me to fail. Why? Because in order for me to fail, I'd have to learn nothing. And if at any moment I realize I haven't learned something from it, then I just learned that I didn't learn, you know, and I'll turn it around. I'll say, okay, what can I learn? And as soon as I ask, what can I learn? I'll come up with an answer. So set yourself up so that you can win this game of life. Be good to yourself.